This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. More than 5 months after President Biden nominated her to the job, Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins will become the state's top federal prosecutor. The U.S. Senate confirmed her yesterday as the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts. She'll be the first Black woman to hold that position. WBUR's Deborah Becker joins us now with a closer look at what's been an unusually contentious confirmation process. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning.
I was really interested to learn that this was the first Senate roll call vote on a U.S. attorney since 1975. And then when the vote came, Republicans were unanimous in opposing Rollins, and Vice President Harris had to break the 50-50 tie. What was the argument against her?
Well, basically, Republicans said that Rollins is a radical who's trying to disrupt the criminal justice system from within. They were led by Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, who pointed to Rollins' policies not to prosecute some low-level crimes, as she's been Suffolk County DA. Cotton said that Rollins' confirmation benefits criminals. But Rollins' supporters noted that while crime is up in other parts of the nation, the rate of serious crimes in Boston is down. And they say her policies have been able to redirect the DA's office's resources toward prosecuting more serious crimes. Massachusetts Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren both strongly supported Rollins. Markey said that many senators were fearful of the reforms that Rollins has been championing.
There has not been a vote on a U.S. attorney on the floor of the United States Senate since 1975. And the Republican senators decided that they would bring a Black woman successful prosecutor from Massachusetts up to be the first vote in all that time. And it's a sad commentary.
Also, Markey and Senator Warren had presented letters on Rollins' behalf from a bipartisan group of current and former state and law enforcement leaders. And Warren said that Rollins will be an effective U.S. attorney for Massachusetts. Basically, she said she's disappointed by the partisan debate. Let's listen.
I just feel so frustrated by it. Rachel is eminently qualified. And the idea that the Republicans would try to turn her into some kind of a political cause just reminds everyone how poisonous Washington, D.C. has become.
And both senators also pointed out that several other U.S. attorney nominees in other states were confirmed by the Senate with little debate.
Hmm. Did Rollins speak after she was confirmed, and what did she say?
Well, Rollins' office emailed a statement saying that she was honored and humbled by the confirmation. The statement says that she's proud of the work she's done during her tenure as DA, and she looks forward to bringing, quote, data-driven, evidence-based approaches and a heightened emphasis on culturally competent, trauma-informed victim services to the U.S. Attorney's Office.
The U.S. Attorney's Office, obviously, is different from Suffolk County. How do you think Rollins' approach will translate to the new position?
Rollins will likely be sworn in next week. I think that's the time frame folks are looking at. She'll be in charge of an office with a staff of about 300, deals with about an average of 400 criminal cases each year. And I spoke with Carmen Ortiz, who was the Massachusetts U.S. attorney from 2009 to 2017. She's now a partner at the law firm Anderson Krieger. And Ortiz says that Rollins' new position will be very different from being district attorney. She'll become part of a larger federal law enforcement bureaucracy. Here's what she said.
You're not completely in charge when you're the U.S. attorney. You actually have a boss. You don't answer to the people who have elected you. You answer to the Attorney General of the United States. And so she'll have some oversight that she's probably not typically used to.
But Ortiz, who worked during the Obama administration, said Rollins should expect to be supported by the White House.
It's clear that under Merrick Garland and his executive leadership, they're very focused on civil rights enforcement, on police conduct reform and police reforms and having oversight. And there was no oversight during the last administration.
And Ortiz said if she were to offer advice to Rollins, it would be to have a solid leadership team and make sure to focus on the entire state, not just Boston.
So what happens with Rollins's position as Suffolk District Attorney now?
Well, it's up to Governor Baker to name a successor. His office released a statement yesterday congratulating Rollins and saying the governor will make an appointment soon from a pool of qualified applicants. Rollins had recommended that Assistant DA Dan Mulhern serve as interim, but Mulhern is leaving the DA's office after the transition, so it's not clear who will take her place until next year's election.
Okay, we'll be following that. WBUR's Deborah Becker, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.